certainly it was very upsetting, and we know that these IT systems are vulnerable. But I think the thing that caught many off guard was the sheer number of customers whose accounts were compromised. You're talking about somewhere in the area of 110 million. The other thing I think that was troubling was I don't believe that Target let their customers know as quickly as they probably could have. And we certainly want to know answers to that. Why is that? Because people need to be aware of those kinds of situations so that they can mitigate the damage. And we need to take a look and see, you know, who are these folks who try to hack into these various accounts. This is one of the biggest breaches of IT security that has taken place in our country, and we need to get to the bottom of this. So we spend a lot of time talking about healthcare.gov, but keep in mind, with healthcare.gov, there has been no successful breach of the IT security. But at the same time, we've got Target, which has experienced the problems that we know about. But we have not looked into Target. And so I think we need to do that. And hopefully it will yield information that will be helpful in making sure that we prevent these kinds of breaches from happening anywhere.
Have you heard from some of your constituents about this?
Yeah, constituents. I hear from constituents constantly because when the Target incident hit, of course, many of my constituents let me know that they used Target. They had Target credit cards, and they regularly frequented Target. And basically, people were concerned. They had heard the nightmare stories of stolen identity, a misuse of credit cards, and the media made it clear that there was sufficient information that was compromised with this 110 million folks that a person could make a transaction, a fraudulent transaction, anywhere in the world. And so you can imagine somebody who's working hard every day trying to make ends meet, barely keeping up, just the idea that somebody might be fraudulently using their information to make purchases was quite alarming. So, yeah, I've heard from a lot of people.
And I know we just spoke with the Attorney General of Maryland this afternoon, Congressman, and Doug Gansler told me that this is a situation, particularly because last week when Target said there were 40 million more, that had to do with the marketing end, that's how they got even more personal information. It wasn't credit card or debit card use per se. It was that if you've ever shopped at Target, you might be a victim of this. And it makes me think there are so many layers to this. Can the federal government legislate this enough to stay ahead of it?
Yes, the federal government can, but we have to first look into it. One of the things that we know about IT is that technology is changing almost every second. And so it is difficult to keep up with it. But we can, once we figure out what is going on, who these folks are, what their aims are, and how vulnerable we may be, and again, looking at the Target situation, I think we should be able to discern some of that information. It puts us in a better position to protect ourselves. Keep in mind that cybersecurity is a very big industry now. And so we've got to work with, first of all, we've got to gather the information, as much information as we possibly can, figure out what happened and how it happened, and then come together to try to figure out how do we prevent it. But again, we have to start with information.
Congressman, how important do you think it is that the message needs to be stronger, or maybe people aren't listening to the fact that they need to keep checking bank statements or other ways to make sure that their accounts haven't been hacked or they haven't become victims of fraud? Because that's what I've been hearing from the AG, the Maryland Bankers Association, that as well as what they have to do, the consumer really does need to step up and make sure they understand they need to check things out.
No doubt about it. I mean, first of all, I think everybody needs to check their bank statements. I think a lot of times people say to themselves, oh, it won't happen to me. But they have to do that. I think a small amount of time looking at the bank statements can prevent a lot of damage, or at least they can learn about fraudulent activity early on so that perhaps they can prevent future fraudulent activity. So, no, I would urge people to do that. The other thing, though, that I got to tell you that we have to look at, and that is you don't want to necessarily scare people from going out and purchasing items. That's how our economy flows. So I think the best thing we can do is each individual take that responsibility to guard their credit card very closely and their credit information. And a matter of a few minutes can, again, make a difference. But, you know, a lot of folks are saying, well, we don't want to just stop people from and discourage them from going out and making purchases, because in our economy at this time, we need people purchasing quite a bit because of jobs. But at the same time, I want to make sure that my constituents are not placed in a position where their credit is jeopardized and they become the victims of some fraudulent activity, and then they may spend months and perhaps years and possibly substantial legal fees in trying to straighten out a mess that they possibly could have mitigated to some extent.
Do you think the retailers are doing enough to try and protect from this?
I'm not sure what all the retailers are doing, but I can tell you one thing. I don't think it's enough to just tell people you're going to get a discount. And you know, please continue to come to us and buy things, and we're going to give you a discount. That's nice public relations, but the problem still remains that I don't want people to get so caught up in the purchasing that they forget to guard their credit and guard their information. So I think consumers and these stores like Target, they have to bend over backwards to put into place every single possible safeguard that they can. So say, for example, providing people with free service in the event that there is some type of fraudulent activity. And again, it's no fault of the consumers. So if the store wants to be engaged in sales, and if they have been responsible for compromising someone's credit information and personal information, then I think they need to bend over backwards to make sure those folks are taken care of if they find themselves in difficulty.
Do you believe that you will get a hearing on this, and what do you think the timeline is?
Well, we got preliminary information today from the Republicans that they will be working with us. You're the first to know this, to make this happen. And so the timeline, I would expect that we would be having a hearing within the next month. The Congress is out next week, but I would imagine as soon as we come back, we'll be planning a hearing. The hearings are not the first hearing should not be that difficult, because basically what we will be doing is likely bringing in the top people at Target so that they and their technical IT people, so that they can explain to us exactly what happened, why there was a delay or appears to be a delay in them getting the information to folks, and what have they done about it. How many people, to their knowledge, have suffered as a result of this, and how do they plan to prevent it in the future? Now, again, the hearing is not just important for Target. It's important for government to be able to put the mechanisms in place so that we prevent this kind of fraudulent activity, be it in government or be it private. Again, to make sure that we keep up with these folks who have made it their business to take advantage of people's credit.
Maryland Congressman Elijah Cummings, thank you for joining us and for sharing your thoughts as you move forward on a possible hearing on this.
Thank you very much.